tomorrow's news today.
But if you want to find hell with me, I'm gonna show you what it's like. Till you're bleeding, I'm not about to see your light. But if you want to find hell with me, I'm gonna show you.
Attack on Russia since World War II by the Germans is ongoing by NATO-backed Ukraine. Russia hits with 660 drones overnight, targeting Moscow alone. Hundreds of drones hit Crimea as well. Civilian targets, apartment buildings, refineries on fire, ladies and gentlemen. And Putin is saying that he's looking at hitting NATO weapons depots inside Western countries that will lead us into direct full war. Ukraine unleashes one of its heaviest drone bombardments on Russia. It's the heaviest. Ukraine attacks spur state of emergency declaration in Crimea. Ukraine drones saturation strategies overwhelming Russian air defenses. Ukraine's growing drone armada is overwhelming Russian defenses. It is very, very serious. Putin is planning military provocation of NATO states as he comes under pressure from Ukraine attacks, European spies say. It is a serious situation. We will be tracking and following all of that as it unfolds. But the big story, top of X, top of Instagram, top national news story yesterday is a preacher we know well. We've had on several times. He wouldn't shut down during COVID. They tried to arrest him in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Pastor Tony Spell joins us exclusively. He's done no interviews. He's done one little press conference. Since 2 days ago, his neighbor that's threatened to kill his wife and children, big leftist, was out front the church yelling at him. He comes over. The guy punches him and scratches him, bloodying him. He defends himself. He's been arrested. But all across the country, I got calls from Europe, Australia. They are really praising Pastor Tony Spell. LTCBR.com is his Life Tabernacle Church, multicultural and multigenerational church in Baton Rouge. He will be joining us coming up next segment. Louisiana pastor beats down man who threatened to rape and kill his wife and grandchildren. He is joining us. You can see clearly on the video, we'll play for you again, the creature that's come around and harassed him many times, reportedly. The pastor was fixing one of the church buses, and he was making these provocations, so he came across. But you see him first attack him, punch him and scratch him, bloodying Pastor Tony Spell. So that is coming up. The individual is still in the hospital that attacked him. And I thought it was important you hear directly from the pastor about the history of this guy and what's going on. If you just tuned in, we just launched the new streams at every day at 11 a.m. at rumble.com/ The Alex Jones Show Live. Be sure and share that URL if you want to be a modern Paul Revere, and we know you are. And on X at Real Alex Jones and at AJN Live, just the initials at AJN for Alex Jones Network. AJN, Alex Jones Network Live. And, of course, you can find all our own house feed, audio feeds, video feeds, Rumble feeds, X feeds at alexjoneslive.com. The coordinates of the next leg and next wave of the InfoWar. So please share those feeds now. You are the Paul Reveres. When you take action, you are unstoppable. Elon Musk posted, it's got tens of millions of views, citizen vigilante being banned in areas of Europe like Germany. All it does is make a movie based on real statistics that 90% of the rapes and murders are the illegal aliens in Europe. We're going to be looking at some of that film as well. We've got huge geopolitical developments, Supreme Court developments, and so much more. And four big guests today as well. Gerald Morgan of Stephen Crowder, Ivan Raiklin, Jesse Beltran, Matt Hazen, and more. We'll be back, but whatever you do, share the word about the broadcast at AJN Live right now, AlexJonesLive.com.
The InfoWar is not gone. It has been reborn. AlexJonesLive.com is the new site to find the next step in the InfoWar. articles, video reports, live streams, breaking news. It's all on alexjoneslive.com. We need you to be the Paul Revere's and share the links. You can also find us on X at Real Alex Jones and on Rumble at rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live. And don't forget to download the app. Go to alexjonesapp.com. The fight continues. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
AlexJonesLive.com. We've only just begun to fight.
It's Friday, June 26th. New transmission.
AlexJonesLive.com. Tomorrow's news today.
Time, uncensored, unstoppable. AlexJonesLive.com. Take a stand. Share the link.
Do you want to fight? You better believe you got one!
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen. Right here on The Alex Jones Show.
Well, if I lived in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, or if he had a church in Austin, that's where I'd be every Sunday and every Wednesday night. Pastor Tony Spell's been on the show several times before, our other broadcasts, other hosts as well. He refused to shut down during COVID. They tried to arrest him there in the great city of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. LTCBR.com is their multicultural, multigenerational church. And he just does a great job. He's very, very popular. Does a great job in the community. And here he is joining us exclusively. He only did one little press conference, and I appreciate him coming on to set the record straight, because he talked about it at the press conference, but it got zero coverage in the corporate media. He was arrested, bonded out yesterday. He, on the video you can see, is punched and scratched and bloodied in the temple by this person that's basically, according to him, been stalking him. And so the pastor here to set the record straight joins us right at the start of the broadcast. It's all part of this two-tier policing we see all across the Western world, where if you defend yourself and you're a Christian, white, or a conservative black, it doesn't matter, you get thrown under the bus. It's like Mercury, Elisa, punching and trying to choke and hitting in the throat a popular white basketball player that's doubled the money they make in the Women's Basketball League, Caitlin Clark, and the media spun it that, oh, she's taking time off because she fell down and hurt herself and hurt her back, and she may leave the team now, not even telling you why it happened. This is all part of this anti-Western, anti-Christian, anti-white agenda. Pastor Tony Spell, LTCBR.com, is the church site. Thank you so much for joining us, sir. And so I'd like to give you the floor here where you can actually get to millions of people and not have the national corporate media cut out what you said in the press conference, because nowhere are they even pointing out he clearly assaults you. He should have been arrested. I know he's still in the hospital, reportedly. So tell us the history of this guy. What really happened, sir?
A pleasure to be on with you, Alex, and to your great audience. Marcus Tullius Cicero said, "A nation can survive its fools and even the ambitious, but it cannot survive treason from within. For the traitor appears not a traitor, for he speaks in accents familiar to his victims. He appeals to the baseness that lies deep in the hearts of all men. He rots the soul of a nation. He infects the body politic so that it can no longer resist. A murderer is less to be feared." Where we have come to in America, the greatest nation and the leader of the free world, is that the pseudo-Christianity has been twisted, and its distortion of what a man is. Right here in Pride Month, when toxic masculinity seems to be the buzzword, and we have story hour with drag queens and the LGBTQ community, but the preacher is put in jail with murderers. Why was I put in jail? and released on a $25,000 bond. A man across the street from my church threatened bodily harm, intimidated, and stalked my wife and grandchildren. He told me, "I'm going to rape your wife and your grandchildren, and the next time you leave your house, I'm going to kill every one of them. What the F are you going to do about it?" Isaiah 59:14, "And judgment is turned away backwards. Truth is fallen in the streets. Equity cannot enter in." Isaiah 59:15, "And the Lord God Almighty said, I look for a man." So what's happening in our nation whenever these would-be rapists and these racists and these domestic terrorists stand across the street from my church, where 1,200 people come every Sunday, 27 different nationalities, only recovering addicts, recovering alcoholics, people that are just off of suicide watch, coming to the greatest place on earth, a refuge or a place of worship, only to have racial slurs, obscenities, threats of rape, intimidation, threats of bodily harm and injury. So, everywhere in this book that I read, Alex, 66 books in the Bible, we would not have the first five books of the Bible if it weren't for a woman by the name of Jochebed and her husband Amram, who were not afraid of the king's commandment. They said, "We're not going to kill our baby boy. We're going to save him alive, Moses." 80 years later, when Moses set the slaves free, there weren't a lot of 80-year-old boys, because most of the women aborted or murdered their children at the command of the law from their king. Well, their king was Satan. We're not wrestling here. This is not a human that I had the altercation with. This is a demoniac. These people are full of hate. They're pedophiles. They're pornographic in their language. And the law enforcement, this is a police department across the street. This is where the police hang out with this guy, have coffee with him, and when he's doing all these obscene gestures, they say, "That's freedom of expression." That is not freedom of expression. That is prohibiting the free exercise of religion. So Moses took matters into his own hands, and he killed an Egyptian. Who had a problem with him, Alex? His two brethren, the two Jews, had a problem with him whenever he killed that Egyptian taskmaster and buried him in the sand. And so they have an altercation and says, "Are you going to kill us like you did him?" So Moses goes out for 40 years, and the Lord spoke to him from the burning bush and says, "Now I want you to go set 3.5 million of these slaves free out of Egypt." You have a man in the Bible by the name of Jehu. Jehu drove furiously, anointed by a young man, a young 8-year-old boy. He was anointed to clean house against the infiltration of godless leaders in the religious world of the Holy Bible. Jehu, first, he kills a man by the name of, he kills this wicked man. He kills Ahaziah for sympathizing with him, Joram. He kills Jehoram, and then he kills people that sympathizes with him, and then he cleans house. David did not go out to the valley of Succoth and lay hands and pray on Goliath. He took him down with a smooth stone and a sling in his hand. Then he chopped his head off. When you come on through the Bible, we have men of war. God is a man of war. David was a bloody man, but someone had to set the record straight. We do not promote violence, Alex. I have restrained the men in our church from doing what I did this past week. So, you know, really, I'm not at liberty to speak about the case because it's second-degree battery. There again, I have a court date on September 15th. But what I want to tell you is what we're up against. The mystery of iniquity, that means the sin of lawlessness, 2 Thessalonians 2:6, doth already work. So we have the sin of lawlessness in our society. Whenever these demonic, pedophile, would-be rapists and racists scream vulgarities at a Christian and think that I should take it. Why should my 86-year-old grandmother, why should my 70-year-old mother, why should my wife and my grandchildren have to endure racial slurs, threats of rape and violence and bodily harm, and the police do nothing about it, and the laws do nothing about it. So we have the mystery of lawlessness in our society. We see it everywhere. Only he who now letteth, that word let means hinder. But God has people like you and I and the people that are listening to me right now that were put on earth to withstand and hold back that anti-Christ or anti-God spirit. Sad to say, but I've got 99% of the population in America, I think, that's on my side with this. You know, yesterday at our church, mothers brought their little girls, their daughters, and took pictures with me and says, "We're proud of this man. This is what a husband looks like. This is what a father looks like." Alex, I'm a husband first. I'm a father second. I'm a pastor third. I have a duty and an obligation as a natural protector to protect my wife, to make her feel safe, to make my grandchildren feel safe. It's to the point where law enforcement is reactive now. They're not proactive. So they do nothing about these evil people across the street from our church that protest, that stalk, that intimidate and threat bodily harm.
Pastor, let me raise this briefly because, again, I think you said it in the press conference, but it was hard to find. It was just short clips of you in the national news. It was the top story, one of the top stories in the world yesterday. People really resonate with you standing up, for your congregation, your family. But he clearly, go back to what he was saying. I love how in the middle of the day, you're a real pastor. So, you're fixing the battery on one of the church buses. What is he doing? And then you go over and he clearly throws punches at you.
Alex, I have a 52 bus fleet that picks up in an 80-mile radius. I spend $5,300 a week on bus fuel to bring children to church, to Sunday school, who have to also endure these insults every week, racial slurs, the crotch grabbing, the exposing of one's breast and self. All right, I'm working on one of these buses. I'm replacing the starter and three batteries. It's 9 o'clock. It's 110 degrees heat index in Baton Rouge. This guy is pacing up and down the shoulder of the road, 75 yards from me. "Hey, Tony," quote, "Hey, Tony, I'm going to rape your wife. I'm going to rape your grandchildren. The next time you leave your house, I'm going to kill every one of them. What the F are you going to do about it?" At that point, I set my keys down. I set my phone down. You see the video. That's what you see in the video. But you don't see the 5 minutes leading up to the video that is on the surveillance cameras. Those cameras are federal cameras. They're surveilled by law enforcement from COVID restrictions 6 years ago. So at that point, I approach the individual. I run through oncoming four-lane traffic. When I get to the shoulder of the road, I approach this man to tell him, "You can't speak this way. You can't, this is intolerable. This is obscene." He kicks his shoes off. He takes three swings at me and claws me on my left sideburn. He drew blood. The rest is in the video.
Well, you can clearly see that your fists aren't even up when you walk up. You lean back. You're trying to talk to him, and he charges you. So how in the hell?
He attacked me.
How did the police?
He attacked me. He attacked me and 12 squad cars. Put me in handcuffs and booked me into the East Baton Rouge prison, removed my street clothes from me. Two men and a woman watched me strip naked, put me in orange jumpsuits, put me into a cell with 9 convicts, which became 17 convicts, some of which had been in there since Sunday, some of which had been in there for 2 weeks in that holding cell. I'm in there with this 51-year-old murderer who just murdered a 15-year-old boy on one of our bus routes. This man goes to the hospital. Why is he not in handcuffs? Why is he not in the prison? Why? Judgment is backwards. If you want to explain America today in Isaiah 59:14, judgment is backwards. Equity cannot enter in. Truth has fallen in the streets. When a man departs from evil, he's persecuted from that. When you do right, you're persecuted for it. So this is what happened. And there again, the minutes leading up to the video tell the story. But we have this news media that's controlled by the prince of the power of the air. Thank God for people like you, Alex, that are going to tell the truth. But you have the news media that's not giving us a fair shake. They are not showing the minutes leading up to the altercation. They only tell and bring audio in on what they want to hear. So the answer is, this is where we are. It's, you know, 3 days later. Now we're at record-breaking capacity in our church. There are people coming in from across the nation standing in solidarity. And
so no weapon formed against you shall prosper. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord lifts up a standard against you. For radio listeners, I want to describe this for people because I haven't seen national news or even Patriots do this. We just slowed the video down. You are leaning back. You're talking to him. He charges in, tries to punch you twice, looks like he misses, then connects to your right temple. Then only
right here,
then,
left temple, draws blood.
Then you turn in at that point and engage him, begin pushing him back. He hits you again, and then you start punching and bring him down. So you let him throw at least four or five blows, but I'm only watching it happen. How many connected?
Only one of those connected with my left temple and his girl claw. He kicked his Crocs off. So that's whenever, in self-defense, you see the rest is in the video. And when you see the phone, I threw his phone out into the road because he was attempting to hit me with that weapon.
I saw that. He came at you with the phone. In fact, we'll slow it. Exactly. He first tries to hit you with the phone.
Am I a soldier of the cross, a follower of the Lamb, and shall I fear to own his cause? We want to talk about this meek and lowly Jesus, who was a babe in a manger wrapped in swaddling clothes. The Jesus that I know overturned the money changers' tables in the temple, braided him a scourge of small cords, and drove out the hypocrites. He said, this is a house of prayer. You've turned it into a den of thieves. I have right now in this audience where I'm sitting, there are several of my young men with me, and I would want every one of my young men to pattern after who I am. I have not set any bad examples, or I have not been a bad role model. And there again, we do not promote violence. You know, we have allowed the law to do its job, but the law is not doing its job. Judgment is backwards. They booked me into the prison on second-degree battery, but these people are still out free today. So am I a soldier of the cross, a follower of the Lamb, and shall I fear to own his cause and blush to speak his name? Must I be carried to the skies on flowery beds of ease while others fought to win their prize and sailed through bloody seas? Are there no foes for me to face? Must I not stem the flood? Is this vile world a friend of grace to push me on to God? Sure, I must fight if I would reign. Increase my courage, Lord. I'll bear the toil, endure the cross, if I must bear the pain. And when that illustrious day shall rise and all thine armies shine in robes of victory through the skies, the glory shall be thine. So God's going to get glory out of this. Every lying tongue, the rest of that scripture in Isaiah 54, 59 and 17, no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every lying tongue that riseth up against thee in judgment, thou shalt out condemn. It's our job, not God's job, to condemn the liars. So hopefully this interview will condemn the liars. We're not getting a fair shake. No good people will get a fair shake from this wicked media that is pro-LGBTQ. So we have this problem in America. We have to destroy our great nation. So if we're going to destroy the nation, we have to destroy the family. If we're going to destroy the family, we have to remove the natural protector, the father, the provider. And if we're going to destroy the fathers, we have to kill the churches. If we're going to destroy the churches, we have to start with the shepherds of the church, the pastors. This is an attack on the pastor of the church. This is an onslaught of terror against a man that is protecting his wife's honor. I can't allow someone to rape my wife and children when I step foot out of the premises. That's the audio that has to be played. That's the audio that the law enforcement is, they're controlling the narrative. They want you to see me as an aggressor. I'm not the aggressor. I'm the protector.
Now you're going to be able to subpoena, because that's a police station right there, and federal and state cameras and local. You're going to be able to get all that with audio and show what really happened. So Mark Twain said, a lie goes halfway around the world before truth puts its pants on, but in the end, the truth wins. But the truth will come out.
Truth will prevail. And Alex, I think 99% of the world is on my side. I mean,
well, they are.
For those men that would condemn what I did, would you let someone rape your wife and children? You know, for when you see that in order to produce, that you must obtain permission from those that produce nothing, when you see that money is flowing to those who deal not in goods but in favors, when you see corruption being rewarded and honesty becoming a self-sacrifice, when you see that your laws protect them against you but not you against them, then you may know that your society is doomed. Ayn Rand, Atlas Shrugged. That's where we are in America.
We'll get an update from you soon, and I appreciate your time, sir. You've been very gracious to give us this exclusive interview. But in the 3 minutes we have in closing, any other key points you'd like to add? I'd like to ask first. Obviously, you're going to go on the offense here. You're not going to let them spin this. The whole world sees what's going on. A little bit about who this guy is and who these people are, and then where you see this going. And obviously, have you filed charges yet that he assaulted you first, or what's going to happen?
So what's going to happen is we're going to get the remainder of the footage from these federal surveillance cameras, law enforcement cameras, and we're going to tell the whole story that led up to. And it was on a state highway. I never invaded anyone's private property. There was someone else that was videoing this from that home. All right. So what has to happen is the charges have to be dropped against me for second degree battery. I'm now a felon, unable to have firearms, unable to travel. I'm in travel restrictions. There's $25,000 of my cash that God has trusted me to be a steward with in the hands of the state right now. That's why I'm able to be out doing this interview instead of still in the prison, which is highly unscrupulous and unethical that they've taken that money from us. All right. So what has to happen is the conclusion is this is an evil person who threatened and intimidated my wife and grandchildren.
Clear terroristic threats. Clear terroristic threats.
Bodily harm. Yes. And you cannot obstruct people going to and from the house of God nor threatening. My place of residence is right where I am. My place of worship is right where I am. I live on the property.
Look at the indictments in Minnesota of Don Lemon and others.
Yes. So you know, these guys, they're all in it together. Destroy righteousness. Destroy goodness. But we, the people, have had enough. It's Pride Month, and I'm proud to be an American. I'm proud to be a revolutionary. I'm proud to stand up for the Holy Bible. I'm proud to have been able to defend my wife's honor. Proud to have been. So, God bless America. God bless Alex Jones.
Well, God bless you, Pastor. As soon as you're ready, you got my number. Please come on. And I want to chronicle all you've been through, them trying to put you in jail for staying open during COVID, and how much your church has been blessed. And I predict it's already basically at capacity. I predict you're going to have to build a new building soon. Because what the evil would use for evil, God uses for good, as you know, sir.
In Jesus' name.
God bless you, Pastor. Be safe. You. Be safe this weekend. You know the left's going to come. We're going to probably come after you now, even worse.
Thank you.
God bless you, sir. Have a great weekend.
You too.
Well, if I was in Louisiana, I know where I'd be this Sunday. Be sure and go to his website, ltcbr.com. Pastor Tony Spell of the Life Tabernacle Church in Baton Rouge. We'll be back with other massive exclusive news. Oh, yeah, that Capitol police officer that Sean Penn's making a movie about that made up all that stuff. Yep, Ivan Raiklin just filed a lawsuit against him. Years ago, I said, I want something that supercharges methylene blue.
Yes.
I want something that gives people natural, clean energy without stimulants. And you got together with top formulators and created Methyl Drive and Power Plant. They can individually be taken,
yes,
or they can be stacked together with Methylene Blue. You understand all the science. I always butcher all the names. I don't explain how these are the perfect formulas.
Sure.
I've had top formulators say, who made these formulas? These are the best. These are available at thealexjonesstore.com. It funds our operation. You develop these with top formulators. These are great, already best-selling products without me even promoting them. Tell us about Power Plant and Methyl Drive right now.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So we've got hundreds of thousands of people that have taken Ultra Methylene Blue since we started selling it on the alexjonesstore.com. This is an incredible product. This is a super powerful metabolic ingredient. Methylene Blue's structure, you have nitrogen, 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 sulfur, chlorine. The chlorine is what gives it its dye properties. That's why it's used as a medical dye, medical grade, what we have. The sulfur donates an electron to your mitochondrial process. So what that means is it speeds it up through the Krebs cycle to it makes where it makes more energy, and the energy that it makes more efficiently. So you get less waste product, more energy, more ATP. That's why it's a super powerful nootropic.
It skips something in the mitochondria.
It skips the oxidization process in the cells. It skips through the Krebs cycle from stage 1 into stage 4 oxidative phosphorylation. Nothing else does this.
That's the ultimate antioxidant.
The ultimate antioxidant. That's ultramethylene blue. Now, the key to human health, this is what's being discovered, is mitochondrial health, right? 20th century, they try to treat symptoms and keep you alive. 21st century, it's all the people you watched on Rogan over the years proven to be correct. It's about the mitochondria. It's about cell division. It's about senescent cells and their waste products that they make. Methyl Drive, there's that iconic ad of you, Dad, where you go, the CoQ10, the PQQ. That is what this is. CoQ10, PQQ, magnesium, and then methylcobalamin, the ultimate vitamin B12 in the bioavailable form. That's all together in Methyl Drive. It's about protecting your mitochondria. We've got tons of ingredients in there to do that in Methyl Drive. With Power Plant as well, people report this almost universally with the methylene blue. Incredible energy, incredible resilience, incredible endurance. What I wanted to create with Power Plant, we kind of have the ultimate cellular engine thing in Methyl Drive. With Power Plant, this is kind of the men and women can both take it. It's like a unisex super male vitality, where you have things in here like the cordyceps mushroom that boosts oxygen carrying capacity and ATP, which is also phenomenal for the mitochondria, plus the Rhodiola roja, also known as Viking root or golden root. But even more so than that, it lowers your cortisol. And when you lower your cortisol, studies have shown that your testosterone increases because they're made from the same building block, which is cholesterol. Of course, that's why ashwagandha is so incredible. You saw that product as well. It takes the fuel source from making cortisol into making testosterone. Since they're both hormones, we got zinc in here as well to raise testosterone, help with healthy testosterone, selenium to do the same thing. And then we've got the boron, which is so underrated.
Nobody ever talks about that.
No one ever talks about boron. You can look at all these different male vitality supplements. If you're a wife out there, you want to get something for your husband, Power Plant, Adaptogen Complex, we got Methyl Drive. These really are made to be taken in tandem. This is a trifecta. Yeah, this is the Mac Daddy stack. Okay, you want to be a Mac Daddy, you buy Power Plant, Methyl Drive, and Methylene Blue. Okay.
We have the Power Plant bundle discounted. Power Plant, yes. Methyl Drive, and Methylene Blue together right now at thealexjonesstore.com. It really is amazing, and it funds the operation. You're going to be addicted if you get it.
You guys really need to get this. If you're looking for a physical improvement, a mental improvement, that Power Plant formula combined with the Methyl Drive and the Methylene Blue, but any one of these taken separately, if you're older and you get the Methyl Drive, you are going to love this product. If you're younger and you're big into exercise, you're going to love the Power Plant. I'm really impressed with this. I'm thankful Bigly let me develop these products. Nobody has taken this and given me a bad review. Nobody has taken this and given me a bad review. And combined together with the Methylene Blue, it's a deal that's too good to be true.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Pelosi, we have the proof that almost everything he says about what happened on J6 was not the case and was not true. months ago at a congressional hearing, he just blew up and got in the face of retired Green Beret Lieutenant Colonel, former Defense Intelligence Agency and lawyer and father and ultramarathon runner, good friend of mine, Ivan Raiklin, at Ivan Raiklin on X. And so Ivan's been all over exposing the Fed's erection, really the tip of the spear, advising Congress, you name it. And he defamed him live on C-SPAN, said a lot of bizarre stuff, looked like a demon. He does this nice guy act, and we have all these videos showing what the body cams of the police show versus what he said happened on J6. So this is a real opportunity also to open all this up. So Ivan Raiklin has filed a lawsuit against him just yesterday. It's not, when you go to the county site, you can't find it, but Ivan gave us an exclusive, Overhead Shot Police. Here is the lawsuit. And we are going to be posting that on X right now at Real Alex Jones. If you want to get a first look at this, we also have a bunch of videos that show that what this character says went on J6 didn't happen. And he takes credit for clearly on the body cams is another police officer that was in confrontations and attacked. And now we know more and more about feds going in the building dressed as patriots and Antifa, putting on the Patriot gear. We knew all that at the time. I was there. I said, at the time we're being set up, don't go in. They opened up the doors, wave people through the velvet ropes. So giving us a first look on this is Ivan Raiklin, and we've got limited time here. You can definitely come back and join us on a special Saturday show tomorrow or Sunday. But you've got Hold the Line, Michael Fanone, and you've got this movie that is being made mainly about him by Sean Penn, who just put out one battle after another that is total fiction about imaginary white supremacists running everything, where he plays Colonel Lockjaw. Sean Penn direct movie about J6 Capitol riot, major actor already in talks to star. Sean Penn to direct Warner Brothers movie about police officer January 6th. We're told that is the individual that Ivan Raiklin is suing. So, Ivan, most people have seen him get in your face and call you all these horrible things and say you're these terrible things. We've got some time. We can play a compilation of that. I think the biggest thing, though, is him on J6, what he said he did versus what happened. We've got that just dead to rights compilation. But first off, this is a big deal because we know we're not getting the truth about the pipe bomber. We're not getting the truth about any of this. They're really trying to guard this information. But we're very, very close, and it could bring down the entire deep state. So, Ivan Raiklin, thanks for being here. Give us a synopsis of what's happening and why you filed suit.
Yeah, you basically laid out pretty well, Alex. Thanks for having me on. And on January 22nd of 2026, earlier this year, Jack Smith was testifying before the Judiciary Committee hearing chaired by Jim Jordan. And the ranking member is none other than Jamie Raskin. And so the VIP guest for essentially those people that are sitting up front are the guests of the witness or under the authorization of the chair or the ranking member. And so it begs the question, was he there, meaning Michael Fanone, at the request of Jamie Raskin and Jack Smith, essentially the Fedsurrectionist/Fedsurrectionist cover-up crew? I think that was the case. And then others that were in attendance in that first row, you can't see it on camera right now, but are U.S. Capitol Police Officers Harry Dunn, U.S. Capitol Police Officer Akinilo Gannell, also got book deals out of that J6 hit job that they did. And then another one, Daniel Hodges, a Metropolitan Police Department officer, more of a kind of quiet individual. But I put my hand, when I went into that hearing room, because there was a big line to get in, I wasn't able to attend the earlier part of it. I walked in and got a seat in that second row, and I noticed that Michael Fanone was in there, and I just wanted to put my hand out. Now, in previous engagements, people ask me, have you ever interacted with Michael Fanone? I have. I have on two other occasions before that. But all those interactions were caught on video, the 100% interaction. And it's, you know, professional asking questions. And I posted it on one of the links that I sent you, Alex, on what those interactions were. Outside of those three videos over the course of several years of our interactions, I've never communicated with him directly, indirectly, text message, in any form whatsoever. So,
but he knows you've been investigating. You know, you've been up there. Yeah. So, and we're going to play the video and audio. How outrageous is it for you, for him to claim that you're doing these terrible things to his family? I mean, this is insane.
Right. For him to claim that I have threatened anybody. So he he states, and you can maybe play it later, but he states that I'm threatening his family and threatening to rape his children.
By the way, you don't become a special operations colonel. Well, let me just say this. You don't become a special operations colonel, a defense intelligence agency high-level officer, and all the things for being hot-headed. I've seen you confronted by a whole bunch of people, pushed, shoved, hit, and you don't even respond. You are a cool cucumber. This guy really screwed up big time. You're known as having ice water in your veins.
Thanks for that description. But what he claimed that I said, I've never said it publicly, privately, or even thought to say that about anybody's children. So this is just totally outlandish. It's clear defamation per se here in Virginia. And I filed a lawsuit here. I took a little bit of time. I was going to drop it immediately, but then I got a deluge. Here's another point that it's exclusive here as well. I got a deluge, not that I'm concerned by any stretch of the means. I can, like you, Alex, I can defend myself. I can protect myself. That's not the issue here, but there were significant amounts of inbound emails as well as phone calls dropping threats to myself, right? And so obviously I had to increase a little bit on the security side of it because I don't want to miss an opportunity to exercise my Second Amendment, especially in Virginia here when they're going to limit our abilities starting July 1st. So I've kind of beefed that up, if you will. But in addition, it's a question whether or not he coordinated a synchronized attack vector and threat vector against me, because the language that was used by some of these voicemails and emails and postcards, etc., it's kind of along the same lines of what we saw him in this video of him accusing me falsely of things. And so some of those threats actually met the threshold of violating criminal statutes here in Virginia. It was reported to Fairfax County Police Department. It is currently under investigation whether or not some of those individuals that did meet state criminal statutes of threatening, etc., if they have any relationship to Michael Fanone. So right now, in addition to the civil suit, Fairfax County Police Department is running a criminal investigation on those individuals that I'm not going to name yet. That whether or not they have a relationship to Michael Fanone. Additionally, because it was done via email, some of these individuals, depending on the investigation, may actually trigger a federal criminal statute. So stay tuned, folks. This is just the beginning. We have a civil suit for defamation. We have a criminal investigation currently going on to see whether or not Michael Fanone is implicated. And then further than that, if that's the case on some of these emails, that will immediately trigger that interstate federal jurisdictional nexus so that we can maybe get the Department of Justice involved in prosecuting. Again, this is if there is any relationship between those that threatened me and Michael Fanone and whether or not he was a head of a kind of a RICO conspiracy to try to threaten me.
Well, we know.
Does that make sense, Alex?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And we know that he's been the ringleader, the point man, the lapdog, even more than the guy that shot Ashley Babbitt to death, who they tried to hide his identity and gave him awards and said he was a hero and a medal. I mean, this guy has been really the chief propagandist from the Capitol Police, others that told the truth.
And as evidence in some of those, I sent you a couple of clips from his book where he himself talks about how he interacted at 3 a.m. with Nancy Pelosi. I wonder what Nancy Pelosi does at 3 a.m. while FaceTiming Michael Fanone. Is it vodka? Is it? I mean, or is it something else? Now, I don't think normal people. I don't call. I mean, you're a friend of mine, Alex. I don't call you at 3 a.m. All right, no. I love you, but I don't love you that much.
Yeah, he brags in his book that he coordinated with her, and here's some examples of that from his book.
Yeah, there's some photos that you have there.
Yep. Yes,
and then in addition to this, Alex, so if we end up going to trial and he doesn't, I mean, the key thing here is I'm a simple guy. Just publicly apologize. No, you lied. But the thing is, when he publicly apologizes for lying, that debunks the entire Fed's erection narrative along with it. So the deep state cannot allow him to retract his lie and his defamatory language, right? And essentially apologize for what he said about me. So that's one thing. The second thing is we go to trial. Right? Everybody talks about discovery. Depending on what the trial judge and the court allows, we're going to be seeking, I'm giving a little bit, maybe too much. I mean, think about it. If we start to dig into his communications, specifically on, well, who told you that I made those statements, Michael? Was it Nancy Pelosi that told you to say that? Was it Jamie Raskin that told you to say that? Was it Benny Thompson that told you to say that? Or was it someone else? Because maybe if you start to implicate some of those names saying that, oh, I've been Raiklin threatened your family, and he got that information from Pelosi, from Schumer even, from Jamie Raskin, who was clapping him out as he was ejected out of that hearing when he was defaming me. I mean, these are the things that are going to start to expose the entire Fed surrection op based on the communications that we're able to obtain and the interrogatories that we're going to send forward.
And you're a smart
cookie. So this
is
the vector of accountability for January 6th, even though Barry Loudermilk's really not doing anything, the White House not doing much, no one else is doing anything short of the Oath Keepers, Proud Boys, and thankfully, he defamed me, thankfully, in a way of this is going to open up the Pandora's box for evidence and transparency on January 6th that can lead to further civil litigation as well as potentially criminal charges.
Now, and let's be clear, Sean Penn, who does all these one battle after another type civil war movies for the leftist narrative, they're trying to prop up the J6 narrative with this movie coming out about this guy. So that shows how what a key player he is. And you've been right at the heart of exposing the true identity of the pipe bomber, all of this. So you're truly an MVP. It's just a fact. Ivan Raiklin, let's start going to some of these videos to get these on record. Let's show, there's a longer 4-minute version from C-SPAN. We'll add that in post. We're not live. We upload this to X because of time constraints. Let's do the first slower, quicker one, confrontation Jack Smith hearing a few months ago. And then let's dovetail that into his testimony versus the body cam footage and what it shows. Let's play both those reports back to back, and then we'll get Ivan Raiklin's take on it.
Every single time I communicate with you, I am always professional with you.
Well, I'm not.
It requires other people to contain your Tourette's syndrome. Okay?
I'm not going to get it.
Absolutely. If you look behind me, why should I? I'm communicating with you. Right?
Trust me, I'm using a lot of
how many people are constrained here? Look at me. Total control over my mind and body.
Hey, the committee will be in order.
Mr. Chairman, will you?
No shame.
Sir,
you have no shame treating these people that way.
This guy is threatening
my family. Members of the audience,
my children.
Members of the audience will please sit down or remove themselves from the committee room.
Rape my children, you sick bastard. Rape my children.
Sit down, please.
Do not come.
All right, let's stop here. Again, when I post this to X and Rumble, we're not live. We'll put the full 4 minute. So Ivan is over there behaving himself, sitting there, not even talking. This guy comes over repeatedly with the Capitol Police saying he's threatening to rape and kill and murder my wife and children. And Ivan's like, I've never even talked to you. What are you talking about? He's a Green Beret colonel, Defense Intelligence Agency, lawyer, father, no criminal record, highly decorated. And this guy's just oh, you and it's but it's all part of his whole history on J6 on all of it, clearly saying he was another officer. We have the proof of that. Comment on this briefly, and then I want to go to what he testifies versus what's on the body cams. Ivan, you've muted yourself. Go ahead.
Yeah. No. So at the end there, you kind of cut it a little short, but Jamie Raskin claps him out and says, you know, Mr. Chairman to Jim Jordan, please contain deranged observer, Mr. Rafe.
Yeah, let's go back to the last 30 seconds. Let's go back to the last 30 seconds. I shouldn't have cut that, but just go ahead and air the last 30 seconds, guys.
Yeah, so as that's coming up, this is how he acts when it's a calm, professional environment with security. Everybody in that room has decorum except for him. I mean, this is his mental state. And so that's exactly his mental state, I'm assuming, on January 6th. So how can you believe this individual? I mean, there's no sane, rational person, or even that are, you know, beyond three standards of deviations of the norm, would consider this, you know, professional, calm, decorum-filled demeanor, right? Let alone whether or not in a heightened state of awareness on January 6th, for example, because there are more people. You don't know
what
people
are going to do. He was clearly a mad dog. And his official story is a truth. Let's go to the part. Let's go to the part you wanted. Here it is.
Down,
please. Do not come.
Thank you.
Yes, we appreciate you.
Thank you, Mr. Fanone. Thank you, Officer Fanone. Mr. Chairman, please control the deranged observer, Mr. Raiklin, so he doesn't create any other problems with us today.
Imagine what he did on January 6th with that demeanor. Look at my demeanor. Complete professional here.
So this is perfect microcosm of all their lies about J6, about here. He's like a gorilla bumping into people, busting his chest out, threatening you, saying you threatened to murder and rape his wife and children. And then he has the Capitol Police in your face like you've done something wrong. And then Jamie Raskin says, oh, please control your people, Republicans. The evil Ivan Raiklin is Frankenstein. I mean, it's all illustrated that everything they say is the opposite. Whatever they say about us is them.
Right. And that Capitol Police officer that stood between us, I think he was told that I was the aggressor before he came in. And then when he came in, he reassessed the situation and stood there thinking, oh, wow, the actual threat to me from that Capitol Police officer's perspective is the guy behind him, meaning Michael Fanone. And I actually spoke days later. I actually approached that Capitol Police officer and thanked him for his demeanor and his professionalism in maintaining that distance between the two of us. Because at the end of the day, he was, I think, duped into trying to make me look like the aggressor, but then he immediately understood that my body language showed complete composure, and he could hear behind him. He's looking over his shoulder thinking, oh, is this guy going to swing at me? And he looks over at his partner there, and his partner also helped escort Michael Fanone out. And while she was doing that, Fanone, you can see there, assaults her. I mean, that's clear assault. That should be a criminal charge.
Stop right there. We got to go to break.
More than what some of the J6ers.
Yes, but this has been covered, though. We're almost out of time. You can come back soon when we have more time. We got a bunch of guests coming up. This is important, so thanks for reaching out with the exclusive to us. Let's go to the next video. There's a bunch of versions of this, some are longer, of his testimony under sworn oath and on the news versus what the body cam shows. Give us about a minute breakdown here from what I see. He conflates himself with what happened to another officer. Is that accurate?
Right. So there's that component. But more importantly, I think he was on the Western Plaza, went there on his own volition, essentially. And then from there, he claims that he was tased and beaten, all these different descriptions of brutality that was done against him. No video shows it. And that event has more video coverage of any other incident on the planet ever in the history of humanity. But yet then his own body cam footage shows him walking through the Capitol over to the east side where the medic station is located. The medic actually interacts with him. It's all on video and asks him, are you okay? This and that. He's very responsive, coherent.
Yeah. Let's go to the reporters because we're up against a break. I want to play it. This is Fanone testimony versus body cam. He obviously lied under oath. Here it is.
Okay, let's switch back over to RJ6 one more time. Here we have Michael Fanone. His full body cam has finally come out. We're going to talk over this to tell you what's going on.
I know that Jimmy helped to evacuate me from the building and drove me to MedStar Washington Hospital Center, despite suffering significant injuries himself.
Doesn't look like he's too injured to me. He's walking along.
Let me go find your helmet.
All right.
Oh, he lost his helmet. Okay.
Yep.
Now he's quickly moving along for time-wise. Doesn't look like he's in a hospital, though, is he? No, he's not in a hospital. In fact, he's just still in the bowels of the Capitol. And back out in the Capitol. And outside the Capitol. It's about time this body cam comes out.
What happened?
I got dragged out into the crowd.
And what happened?
They...
You got beat?
What
on first? Did you get gas at all?
Oh, yeah.
But let's get
I'm used to CS gas.
All right.
At the hospital, doctors told me that I had suffered a heart attack, and I was later diagnosed with a concussion, a traumatic brain injury, and post-traumatic stress disorder.
All right, I'm going to check for any fractures.
That is actually a medical guy outside looking him over. Yeah, doesn't find anything wrong with him. Says he's not dizzy at all.
No obvious severe injuries. Can't find any fractures. Pupils are equal. Open your mouth. All right. Dizzy at all? I'm going to stay here and rest until you're feeling better.
Thanks, buddy.
Need some water to wash out the CS?
No, it's fine now.
My body camera captured the violence of the crowd directed toward me during those very frightening moments. It's an important part of the record for this committee's investigation, for the country's understanding of how I was assaulted and nearly killed as the mob attacked the Capitol that day.
Are you going to go to the hospital or anything?
I'm not even going to dignify that with a response. I just would like to move on.
But we've okay? shown this.
We've talked
so many
about
times.
This. We've talked about this for 4 years.
And it's taken
and
5.5 years to come out. But where's medical?
Yeah, but we saw that was public domain footage for quite a while. I've seen that years ago.
Yeah, but the bottom line is it's finally coming out with the mainstream media, and he's obviously fine.
All right, let's stop there. We're going to do 5 more minutes with Ivan Regland. We have other huge guests coming up. And this is so important what he's doing. We have limited time. That's why I'm interrupting. We could take hours on this, but this is really important. Briefly remember, folks, because I'm only doing like a 30-second plug, I can't operate without your support. We have the very best products in the world. We've extended the Ultra Methylene Blue. Buy one, get one free until tomorrow at noon, and then that's it because it's going to sell out next week. The new sale until Monday is Bovine Colostrum, the very best in the world, private labeled. We private label the best there is. Buy one, get one free. We've got all these new 250th anniversary limited edition shirts of the very best designs ever. At thealexjonesstore.com, the very best water filtration, everything. We need your support. The products are incredible. You owe it to yourself to get these great products that enrich your life and keep us on air. Please take action now at thealexjonesstore.com on this live Friday show. You're the reason we're here, and I thank you so much. Now take action now. We have the 250th birthday limited edition run of awesome designs for this July 4th, 2026 coming up. And they're now available to ship to you as of today, Monday, June 15th, 2026, and they'll be available only through July. They're limited edition, and then that's it. And they fundraise for the broadcast. But I got to say, I'm very impressed with the designs that Bigley came up with. I was heavily involved in this, and the concepts, like Praise the Lord and Pass the Ammunition with the Rattlesnake and the AR-15, Liberty or Death, 1776 to 2026. That is a really nice shirt. I designed this one. Very simple. America 250 years strong. And these are just very clean, Americana, high quality fabric, very comfortable. Destroying Tyranny since 1776. I did that concept. These are very, very clean. I'm proud of these. I think these are shirts everybody would want to wear. I would certainly want to wear these. America, ride fast, live free. Just a classic Betsy Ross flag. 1776 free. They came up with that. I think that's pretty cool. Defund the deep state. That's pretty cool. I like that really clean one right there. 1776, 250 years of freedom. They designed that. Very clean, very nice. So you want nice, clean, patriotic apparel that, you know, won't get you stabbed by a liberal, but other patriots will know who you are. You're going to promote liberty and kind of identify who you are. It's fun to wear these shirts. I can tell you that right now. You kind of choose your own adventure. You wear an Alex Jones shirt, then you're really going to meet a lot of cool people, but you also might get a bottle smashed over your head. So, hundreds and hundreds of great designs from the Gulf of America to you name it. That's a good-looking shirt right there at thealexjonesstore.com.
days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.